I'd like to call the meeting to order. Would you call the roll, please?
Chairperson Bob Henderson.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Bart Phillips.
Here.
Board Member Kokwan Ma.
Here.
Board Member Kevin McCann.
Here.
Board Member James Evans.
Here.
Assistant City Attorney Kristen Ike.
Here.
Would you everybody stand, if you would, please, for a moment of silence and the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any agenda changes?
No, I just have to do...
I was going to say, I'm going to turn it over to Jessica for a couple of minutes. She's got something she's got to read.
I just have to do a little housekeeping from last meeting. Board Member Evans had to file the Form 8B, if you all remember, for the Irie Suites that was on. So I just have to, for the record, read the disclosure of that. So I, James Evans, hereby disclose that on 11/7/2018, a measure came or will come before my agency, which inured to my special private gain or loss. The measure before my agency and the nature of my conflicting interest in that measure is as follows. John Irie and I discussed informally the marketing of his mixed-use item that came before P&Z on 11/7. We never discussed price or terms, but it was a conversation that might have led to a financial gain. Thus, I recused in an abundance of caution. Thank you.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's it? You're all covered. Okay, on the regular agenda, part one, that's the election of chairman of this committee. I'll do it again because I checked to be sure how long I'm going to be on it, and I'm on it till sometime next year.
I nominate Bart Phillips.
I second.
I meant to say Bob. Excuse me.
Bob.
Yeah, Bart will turn
I'll
down.
Second.
I look right. I was thinking Bob.
Bart will turn it down in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't want any part of that.
All right. So we should vote on that.
So we had the motion from Board Member McCann. We have a second for Chairperson Henderson to consider. Okay. So then, yes, we have to vote on that.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Go ahead and call the roll, please, if you would, Jessica.
Board Member Ma.
Aye.
Board Member McCann.
Aye.
Board Member Evans.
Aye.
Chairperson Henderson.
Yeah.
Vice Chairperson Phillips.
Yes.
I would move that we keep Bart Phillips as co-chairman.
I would actually like to nominate Mr. Ma.
In other words, you don't want to do it this time.
No, I think it should be shared.
Okay.
And I think you'd do a fine job.
Yeah, he would. I agree with you.
Thank you.
I will second yours, Bart.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other nominations? Would you call the roll, please?
Board Member McCann.
Aye.
Board Member Evans.
Aye.
Chairperson Henderson.
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Phillips.
Aye.
Board Member Ma.
Aye.
All right. So.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Condolences.
No, it's a great experience. Pay raise, right?
And at this point, we've finished the elections. I'd like to open it for public input, for our first public input. Since we don't have any public, I guess we probably won't have too much input. But not seeing any, I'll close public input. Office of the City Clerk, we need a motion to approve the minutes of the last Planning and Zoning Board from November 7th of 2018. I would so move. I hear a second?
I will second.
Discussion? You need a roll call?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Board Member Evans?
Aye.
Chairperson Henderson?
Aye.
Board Member Phillips?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Ma?
Aye.
Board Member McCann?
Aye.
Now we get to the meat of the meeting on item 400, Community Development Department. And I'm going to turn it over to the city attorney.
Sure. I will read the ordinance by title. Ordinance number 2019-02, An ordinance of the City Commission of the City of Winter Springs, Seminole County, Florida, adopting a temporary moratorium within the jurisdictional limits of the City of Winter Springs regarding the filing, processing, consideration, or decision of conditional uses, special exceptions and waivers, special zoning permits, under Chapter 20 of the City's Zoning Code in the R3 Multifamily Dwelling, C1 Neighborhood Commercial, C2 General Commercial, C3 Highway 1792, CC Commerce Center, I-1 Industrial, Greenway Interchange, and Town Center Zoning Districts, providing that said moratorium period shall extend no later than April 30th, 2019, with the option for the City Commission to extend the moratorium period for an additional 3 months, if necessary, to allow the City Commission, City Land Planning Agency, City Staff, and City Attorney to determine whether changes to Chapter 20 are necessary to improve the special zoning permit requirements and procedures, directing the City Manager to schedule City Commission workshops as necessary for the City Commission to timely consider adopting improvements to the special zoning permit requirements and procedures prior to the expiration of the extended moratorium period, providing for penalties, repeal of prior inconsistent ordinances and resolutions, conflicts with state and federal law and severability, non-codification, and an effective date. So I'm happy to, oh, sorry.
I was going to say, I had one question. If the moratorium has to be extended, that does not have to come before us then. That can be voted, that would be voted directly by the City Commission.
Correct.
Okay. That was my question, the only one I had on that part of it.
I'm happy to provide a couple of introductory comments if you like, or yes?
Yes, please.
Sure. So this ordinance, the moratorium, is being presented at the request of the City Commission, and you do have the minutes from the December 10th meeting where that the moratorium was discussed there on the dais for you. The moratorium, as is described in the title that I just read, it is supposedly drafted to be narrowly targeted towards the particular zoning districts that I described, and only applicable to special zoning permits, which are defined as the conditional uses, special exceptions, and waivers, and of a limited duration, which is intended to be April 30th of 2019 with that option to extend it for 3 months. The reasons for the moratorium, I think as expressed by the City Commission, have been mainly to streamline the procedures and criteria that are in the Town Center Code for special exceptions, and having them match up with the criteria for conditional uses and waivers in the general zoning code, because right now they are differing. So the intent is to examine that and hopefully streamline those, because they're kind of cumbersome to deal with those two separate criteria at this time. Another reason is the desire to examine the use of development agreements along that would travel along with these types of applications to memorialize some of the conditions that would accompany them. Another reason is, again, to look at the list of the identified uses in each zoning district that would require the special zoning permit. So those really are the reasons for it. There are several exceptions to the moratorium. So one would be any applications that were submitted for conditional uses, special exceptions, or waivers that were filed with and deemed complete by the city on or before December 10th of 2018, which is again when the commission gave the direction to city staff to prepare the moratorium. Then it also exempts variances that would not be included. And this is in section 3 of the ordinance. So C is dealing with special exceptions and waivers that are related to design and aesthetics, where a final engineering plans had been filed with the city before December 10th. In those cases, those applicants could still apply for a special exception or waiver, but they could not change the use. So they could not ask for a special exception for a use that requires a special exception, if that makes sense. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
Anybody have any questions?
I see that the residential is not part of this. Is there any other that's not part of it?
I think it's just the residential.
AAA, AA, single A, R1, rural, urban, trailer homes, mobile home parks, and PUD. That's not a part of this.
All right, thank you.
Question, this might be more on the planning side of things, but for elements such as setbacks, signage, heights, things like that, if somebody wanted to apply for a variance for any of those, would this apply to them? Would that restrict them from doing so?
Yes, it would apply to them. Example, town center, a change in setback is considered a special exception by code.
Okay.
Yeah, Brian, I was going to say, do you want to present anything? It's kind of...
Kristen summarized it really well, so if there's... just any additional questions on it or how it affects current development or proposed development, I'm available for those questions.
I was going to say, do you have any applicants that would fall under this moratorium at this time?
We've had some interest at this point for uses in the town center and around the city that do fall under this.
Okay.
And so they've been directed to wait until the moratorium is up, and then they can apply as they normally would.
Not a problem?
Not yet.
Okay. Anything else?
So it's my understanding, and maybe you can answer this, one of the reasons as well is that the state law dictates that we have to update our comprehensive plan, including the town center. And that we, as a city, are well behind in doing so, that we've been granted extensions to getting that comprehensive plan and the town center plan updated, and that hasn't been done. And so one of the other possible reasons for this, and I may be mistaken, is to make sure we start getting those things in a line. Also gives an opportunity for these workshops to help new city commissioners become educated, that there are other reasons for this as well. Are you aware of any of those other reasons?
I'm not aware of the legal requirements for comp plan amendments or changes. I think part of mm-hmm. this would be to really kind of go over all of development and how that affects the comp plan and the various zoning districts. So.
Okay.
One of the stipulations that was proposed in the ordinance was that the city has processed a significant number of development permit applications. How many or what percentage have been conditional use or special exception, and what time frame is that?
How many projects are currently under development that needed a special exception?
Or within your, 5-year plan? Or
be hard to put a number. A lot of projects within the town center typically need some type of special exception, whether it be setback or use.
Right.
I'm not sure on an exact number for that. Currently, what we have in review right now, we have 5 projects that kind of fall under this. I believe out of those 5, the 3 that are in the town center will need some type of special exception. Typically, like I said, setback or building height.
I'm sorry, was somebody else?
No, yeah, I was just going to say, now, are those on hold right now?
They are not.
Okay, so they fall before the December 10th?
Yes, okay. They've either submitted the special exception application before December 10th, or they had final engineering submittal prior to December 10th.
How many have been specifically for... for conditional uses. So not setbacks, not like the signage we approved for Starbucks. I mean, how many have been, to give the one that was a hot seat, it went from commercial to multifamily housing. How many have been actual usage issues?
I believe the Blumberg parcel and I believe Catalyst may have been a special exception, but I think they had right based on the history of the project.
Yeah, Catalyst was a long, that went way back when that stuff was granted. That's
2016 ordinance.
That's gone back quite a number of years.
But I'm not familiar with too many actual conditional uses that have come through, though.
I guess another question I would have then is when the city originally undertook the redistricting of the town center, was a moratorium put in place at that point to figure that out, or how did that work?
I'm not sure.
You're back in the 90s there.
Yeah. Well, I thought we just, like 2016, we changed some of the T4.
Yeah, they did.
I believe we moved multifamily to a special exception.
Okay.
In some of the transects.
So it was just a minor change. Yes. Okay.
What type of changes are we looking at?
I think that'll depend on the workshop. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I'm not really too sure. I think as Deputy Mayor mentioned, we'll probably have a few workshops to kind of hash everything out and go from there on it.
Yeah, what they would do then, I would think Bart would then have to change the zoning or the ordinance incorporated, and then it comes before us and then before the city commission.
I'm just wondering what the goals are.
Is the goal to be more restrictive or more flexible for the town center district and some of these other areas?
My understanding that the goal is to just clarify things. That's about as much as at the staff level we know right now, is to clarify, and especially the town center portion of the code, as Kristen was saying, it can be pretty complicated in some areas and just make that more clear.
I think as the word of the workshop gets out, I think we're allowed to have developers and whatnot come in and express their concerns and their needs and whatnot at these workshops. And it'll give the city commission then something and staff something to work with, come back, have another workshop and put it together.
It's also a great opportunity for us as a board to attend, to understand the legal consequences and the,
absolutely,
and the things that are taking place. I mean, I think, and apologize if this is inappropriate necessarily, but some of the questions we're asking and things also are going to, with the loss of Brian Fields, in a way, please, no, don't misunderstand what I'm saying, but we are somewhat without a rudder until Tim starts. And so this is also giving us an opportunity to get a new planning director, to have someone, you know, who, when we have these questions and stuff like that, that we can get real firm answers on. We are floating a little bit. We have new city commissioners. We have a new planning director. We have a lot of changes going on. And the idea is a 90-day time for not only to allow some of these changes to take place and for some of the dust to settle, but also to educate ourselves, educate the community, educate builders, developers, and the commission.
Yeah, I think we're lucky to have a very experienced man coming on to that position.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just because he's really going to pick it up and start running pretty fast, I think. You know,
yeah,
he's got the background for it.
Mm-hmm.
Chair, I think the commission last night also indicated that they were going to start the workshops beginning on February 18th, and then it would be every off Monday.
Every Monday where there isn't a city commission meeting. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Is it February 18th?
I believe so.
So that, if people want to make a note, I know I'm one that will come to it, but, and it's going to be, are they going to be at the same time as the city commission would normally meet?
I'm guessing that's correct, but
I think that was mentioned. I don't think anything's been determined yet, though.
The times are still wide open because commission meetings have moved to 6:30 now. So
right.
Are we as P&Z members will we be allowed to partake in these workshops without any kind of conflict? Or I mean, at the end of the day, we're all citizens here, too. So I just want to make sure there wouldn't be a conflict that we work in the workshop and then it comes before this board and and now we have a conflict.
I don't think so. I mean the commission also is going to look at the ordinance as well. We might have to have some notice for sunshine law purposes that we may have more board members there as well, but I don't think there will be an issue with a conflict.
Okay.
Unless we own property in one of these districts.
Right. It will be held here and be recorded, and everything will be noted, and
yeah.
Every comment will be.
Yeah, I know. I, for one, will plan on attending them, but then that is as a citizen, not as a member of this board, but as a citizen. Just curious to see what happens. Is there any further discussion? If not, I would call for a motion.
I just need you to open up public input.
Oh, that's right, before that. Yeah, I need to do that. It's public input. I will open it for public input. Hearing and seeing none, I will close public input. And now I would ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve agenda item 400.
Do I hear a second? If not, I'll second it. Any further discussion? Jessica, would you call the roll, please?
Chairperson Henderson?
Aye.
Board Member Phillips?
Aye.
Board Member McCann?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Ma?
Aye.
Board Member Evans?
There's nothing on the regular agenda.
He didn't vote.
Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you hadn't.
I'm actually going to say nay.
Okay. Now the vote is complete. We'll go to the regular. There is no regular agenda. I will open it for public input one more time. Hearing and seeing none, I'll close the public input. If there's anything further. If not, I guess we stand adjourned. Or sit adjourned if we want. Or adjourned by leaving.
Yeah, it was way less painful than I thought.